This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. The conflict continues between Iran and Israel as both countries exchange missile strikes. Jerusalem was gripped by fresh anxiety today as a missile was spotted overhead, followed by distant explosions, according to Reuters' report. The Israeli military subsequently activated air raid sirens across central and southern Israel, citing further incoming missile threats from Iran. Earlier, Iran's parliament unanimously approved a proposal to close the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most critical oil and gas shipping routes, in direct retaliation for U.S. airstrikes on Iranian nuclear facilities. However, the final move awaits approval from Iran's Supreme National Security Council. China has called on both Iran and Israel to de-escalate hostilities. U.S. military officials have placed forces across the region on heightened alert. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump has hinted at the possibility of regime change in Iran. Amid rising geopolitical tensions in the global crude oil market, oil prices rose from 2% to their highest level since January this year in early trade today. At the Indian stock market, the benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading over 0.5% down in afternoon trade. India continues its large-scale evacuation efforts under Operation Sindhu to bring back Indian nationals from Iran and Israel amid rising tensions in the region. Minister of State for External Affairs Pratibha Margarita confirmed that 1,713 Indians were brought back from Iran. In a related development, Indian missions in Israel and Jordan evacuated 160 Indian nationals in a joint effort after Israeli airspace was closed and commercial flights suspended. Mr. Margarita also informed over the next 2 days, 2 to 3 additional flights are scheduled from Iran to continue the evacuation process. The Ministry of External Affairs has urged Indian nationals in both Iran and Israel to stay in touch with Indian Embassy in Tehran through its emergency helpline and with 24/7 control room in New Delhi. On the 40th anniversary of the Kanishka plant bombing, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, along with his 8-member Indian delegation, paid homage to the victims at the Akakista Memorial in Cork, Ireland today. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin and Canadian Minister of Public Safety Gary Ananda Sangari also paid homage to the victims. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar also paid homage to the blast victims, terming it one of the worst acts of terrorism. Dr. J. Shankar described the attack as a stark reminder of why the world must show zero tolerance towards terrorism and violent extremists. The nation is paying tribute to Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his martyrdom day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Dr. Mukherjee. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Dr. Mukherjee displayed incomparable courage and effort to keep the country's integrity intact. The Prime Minister added that in his valuable contribution to nation building will always be remembered with reverence. BJP National President JP Nadda paid floral homage to Dr. Mukherjee at the party headquarters in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the world is facing the crisis of climate change and sustainability is no longer a slogan but has become a necessity. Addressing the National Students' Convocation 2025 of the Institute of Cost Accountants of India in New Delhi, the president said the students can bring a great change in the future of the planet with their skills. She said, the Institute of Cost Accountants of India has played a crucial role in making the Indian economy one of the strongest in the world today. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan in uplifting minority communities through targeted initiatives in education, economic empowerment and infrastructure development. The Pradhan Mantri Jan Vikas Karyakram approved projects worth over 18,400 crore rupees. The National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation disbursed over 752 crore rupees to more than 1.74 lakh beneficiaries, offering concessional loans to the backward sections. The cultural and community-specific initiatives have also made a meaningful impact. The Hajj Suvidha App, Buddhist Development Plan, Geo-Parsi and others have addressed unique needs of various communities by preserving culture, promoting education and enhancing community welfare. Furthermore, to strengthen transparency and governance, the landmark WAFT Amendment Act 2025 was enacted and UMMEED portal was launched to guide in digital management for WAFT properties. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.